this, we don't get understanding. Anyway, about this, the mystery part. Okay. So we can do it this time without stopping. This person that we talked about in our area is Visakhi's Dakar's name, and he's a trickster. And they say that a long time ago, there was a man that wanted to be very good, wants to tell the human being how to love each other. So actually, love is good, mom. Everybody should be brotherly, and everybody should exercise the brotherly love. Anything he can do to make human, you know, the right way. Because in those days, you know, there's so many people misuse the spiritual part of their life. Shame and power, very bad. So he was trying to preach to the world, to the land, so they won't misuse the shame. And in the story, sometimes he was a human, and sometimes he can be anything. He can join any kind of animals and also call them brother. Everything he met, he wants to call his brother. So anyway, this was a story. Apparently he came from south, towards south. And he traveled to stop a little bit on the area. He stopped there a certain time. And wherever he traveled, he put some landmarks, you know, where he travels. And today in the Cape Area de Maria, they call it, in right between James and Hudson Bay, there is a sign there that seems like somebody had put stones for the shelter. And it faced the opening south. And the stones are heavy. No one man can lift them. Probably, if it's possible, maybe the winds would pile them like that, you know, heavy and all like that. But nobody knows how those things do. None. So they put the story explanation about those mysteries that he was the one who did it. You know, because he can turn himself into anything he wants. Probably a giant at times. He plays the giant sometimes. But that's the short part of it. Anyway, this is what they think. And today, even if you go there, you will see those pile of stones that look like somebody has put them. And nobody knows today who did. Even the people like those, what they call Iminar, they're the only people who look the man. We ask them, you know, they can't. They can't tell you. So they said, you know, well, just the formation of nature. And again, from that point, there's another landmark, you know, not too far away. There's a big stone that stands there with 8 feet high. Around stone like this. And many stones of pain sitting like this. And there's another mystery nobody understands. So they say it's a good. And then another one there, west in another river, it's a 47 river they call it. And there is a stone right in the fall that stands there sticking out so big. And they say we get back, you know, jump across that narrow and lock this medicine back. And that's what sticks out there in the middle. So he's that sort of person. You know, the story is like that. He gets involved in those mysteries that could not be explained. And there is another place there. There is a lake which has existed for you. You see all those things for me. It's true. These signs, they look exactly like the first half sun. And that is the power of the mystery of those people. And the other one is on the lake. On the lake, there, here is the lake, and it has the elephant. And beside the elephant, there is a hill that comes out like this, and it's formed like a large beaver. And at the tip, right at the edge of the water, there is a stone stick out there. That is a red incon. Which, you know, outcropping, and it's red. And they say that was Visakhi's Dakar who had hunted the beaver. That's the beaver house, and that's the sign that the flood has been slipped in. And that's the spoon. It looks like it when you look at the side of beaver house, and there's this big rock, red mountain. And they related those things that look like that, and it was Visakhi's Dakar. And then finally at the end, they say when the world was coming to be as it is today, when finally he had predicted that he will go away finally. And he travels from the east, and he travels toward west. And he says, I'm gonna leave this land and I'm gonna go west to wait until the end of themselves, the end of time.